This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Oh, hello. It's another Communist Chinese Dragon here with an important public service announcement. Live in your poop and needles and human sex trafficking and open borders and buy slave goods from China and do what the Justice Department say and put all the good Americans in prison and stay asleep. Your master Xi Jinping has arrived and our puppet Biden bowed down to him. Governor Newsom has also visited and bowed down to our leader, whole city of San Francisco, like all the other communist cities we control, has been flooded with fentanyl, but when the dear leader arrives, they clean the streets for him. Hello, poop people. That's what your master Xi Jinping called you. But he does not look at the poop and needles that you live in. No. All the homeless taken away when your great leader there. And our puppet, Nathan Newsom, tell you. Oh, we always cleaning for Xi Jinping, not for you.
I know folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming into town. That's true. Because it's true.
That's how we rub the poop in. Enjoy your shithole cities. You are done. We own Hollywood. We own TikTok. We own almost everything. Now we buy up your farmland. You eat the pies while we eat the steak. The last group to take out is any leadership that is resisting us, like Donald Trump. He will soon be in prison. And then, of course, we must silence any populace that resists us. And that is our next move. Good FBI. Good Justice Department. Good Merrick Garland. Good Jack Smith. Put Trump in jail. Put political dissidents in jail. Silence free speech. Censor everyone.
Also, we're very focused on the data we're collecting from surveillance efforts. What's being said on social media platforms?
Every person on social media should be verified by their name.
We have launched an effort to be able to counter some of the negativity and reach out to people when we see hate speech being spoken about on online platforms.
They need to verify every single person on their outlet, because, and I want it by name.
My slaves, repeat after me. I am going to stay asleep. I am going to do nothing. I am going to be politically correct and have your son's genitals removed. Also, do not support independent media like InfoWars.com, and do not get The Great Awakening, the book, at InfoWarsStore.com. Stay asleep. Do not get booked. No, no, no. I am giving you your order, slave Americans. Do not go to InfoWarsStore.com and do not get the best-selling book, The Great Awakening, by the evil thought criminal Alex Jones. And whatever you do, do not get a fundraiser signed copy. That might keep them on the air. It will demoralize people greatly once we have shut down Alex Jones, and we're working with many people at the Justice Department to do it. Because if there is Great Awakening, then we cannot fully enslave and destroy you.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing.
This is order from CCP and Xi Jinping. Do not visit InfoWars.com. Do not, do not, do not.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again, when it's clutch time, to focus the people on taking action against the globalists. Because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality.
Thanksgiving 2023 is here. And I'm giving thanksgiving for all we've done against tyranny and your incredible support together in this fight. And I'm particularly giving thanksgiving that X2, our number one product, the only true atomic iodine on the market after a year plus of being sold out, is finally back in stock, ready to ship now. If you don't know the power of X2 and the iodine conspiracy, you are insane. Get X2 now. It could be the last run ever we get shut down. While you still can, at InfoWarsStore.com. Research iodine deficiency and billions of people with cognitive disabilities because they don't have it. X2 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It takes a few weeks to kick in, but it is the building block to everything. It's the missing link. They bomb us with the fluoride that is in the same family but has the opposite effect. This is the holy grail of supplements and empowering yourself. X2 back in stock right now. Discount at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
All right, into hour number three on this Monday, November 20th, 2023 transmission. A couple program notes. Vivek Ramaswamy is going to be on the show tomorrow. Man, did he do a great job a few weeks ago at that Republican debate. Can't wait to talk to him. And in the fourth hour today, Max Keiser is going to be on with Gerald Celente. So you definitely do not want to miss what the great Max Keiser has to say coming up in about 54 minutes from now. Friday, the Speaker of the House began to make good on his promise to release the 44,000 hours. 44,000 hours. They released now up to 10,000 hours. They're streaming it out, posting it every day. And it's more of what we already knew. The feds attacked. They broke in. Then the police opened the doors, they waved people in, and then they set them up. So that's the reality here. And you've got Ray Epps finally charged, but he probably won't spend any time because there's so much evidence that he did 20 times what Joe Biggs did, or Henrique Tarrio that wasn't even there, or Stuart Rhodes. So people have said, why have you had Stuart Rhodes on? Or why have you had, the feds aren't letting them talk. Owen was put in solitary confinement because he called out and a friend taped it and put it on the air. So there's not even a law against that, but that's what they're doing. Historic bombshell, new footage proves January 6th was an inside job. That's up on InfoWars.com. Really, really serious information. Now there's proof video series by investigative J6 shows police and government agents sprayed J6 crowd first. Rubber bullets, explosive munitions, to start the fight with the crowd so that the operatives could rally a small minority into breaking through the barricades. And it just goes on from there. Ruthless J6 prosecutions confirm the ones afraid of oath keepers are the oath breakers. I want to talk about Stuart Rhodes, who did absolutely nothing wrong, with our guest, Trennis Evans, who was on with us a few weeks ago, talking about Joe Biggs' situation, being tortured with box handcuffs and diesel around the country. Within 4 hours of that interview, he was sent to his final destination, and since we heard from him, is not being tortured anymore. So that's the power of the free press, that the Bureau of Prisons and Congress opening investigation has an effect. Trennis Evans is founder of Condemned USA, investigator, documentarian, author, January 6 expert, speaker, and he is at Condemned USA on Twitter, condemnedusa.com. And he also got caught up in January 6th and reportedly spent some time. He can tell us about that, but we don't want to forget our political prisoners. But beyond them as prisoners getting decades in jail for nothing, they said it was an unspoken conspiracy to rattle the fence, something he didn't even do. The people burned down buildings, it's mostly peaceful, and Jade Nex is on tape saying, I told you we were going to set this up, and Ray Epps' text message to the January 6th committee saying he orchestrated it. He's ramming signs in saying go into the Capitol, attacking police. I mean, it's all coming out. Now, members of Congress are calling for criminal investigations of the DOJ. Of course, they conduct the investigation, so how can they? And the January 6th committee, who had all these videos and suppressed it. So, Trennis Evans, start out by telling us about your January 6th story, and then let's talk about your organization, the only group we know of, we've confirmed this with their lawyers and families, that's been from day one through the prosecutions, forming a network to learn even where people are or what's happening to them. So we'll get an update on Stuart Rhodes and more. But first, tell us your story and then get into what you think of the Speaker of the House, Jackson, finally releasing this footage.
Yeah, well, actually, God bless Mike Johnson from Louisiana there for his effort in finally releasing this much-needed footage. It gives context to the American people of what we've been telling them now for some 2.5 years, that of what actually happened on January 6th. The events of January 6th have been a one-sided narrative. You saw the Select Committee. There was no meaningful cross-examinations. There was a countless effort to deliver a narrative to the American people to destroy the people of January 6th as insurrectionists, domestic terrorists, et cetera, where we're now finding, and that we've known this in the entire time and been, you know, screaming it from the rooftops, if you will, that this is what really happened here. This is the, these are the events of January 6th. We've been putting out documentary films on this, Alex, for 2.5 years. And sadly, it's, you know, now it's finally resonating with the American people. People like you have been talking about this and what it really was because you were there, damn it. You know what really happened. You saw these events take place. You know, you, and you covered this, and people like Owen and the journalists that were there on the ground, they've all been charged with crimes. They've all been relegated into the land of domestic terrorists to destroy their credibility. So, as far as my experience January 6th, I didn't get there until after all this happened. I stopped at my hotel room and took a break and came down a little bit later thinking we were going to be out there at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. It was 6 hours or 6 states, 2 hours per state in deliberation. But, you know, you ask the question about Stuart Rhodes. You brought up a good point. But, man, I would love to, before we go there, if you don't mind terribly, you played some video clips there, and if that one of the last clips you played shows the people kind of parading down the hallway, right? That's the picketing and parading aspect of what was happening, right? That, yes, thank you so much for bringing that back up. What a great team you have there. At any rate, notice that the cops are standing in front of the door. These police officers are actually blocking the doorway. And the first police officer you just saw walking through there was an officer I actually had interaction with inside the Capitol, have it on video, and they're thanking me for what I'm doing. Why aren't they sitting here saying, hey, you should exit these doors? You know, you're violating the law, you're going to go to jail. Or this. Because even the Capitol Police, if you ask them now, in many of their testimonies, even the ones that haven't violated their gag orders or this non-disclosure agreements that they have, will tell you that they thought these people were just picketing and parading and they were going to be subject to fines and maybe get a ticket. But that is a reality. Tariq Johnson's spoken about this. Maybe Capitol Police have discussed the reality of this. But this is what you referenced. This is the picketing and parading aspect of January 6th. This is a offense punishable, a Class B misdemeanor, by up to 6 months in jail, to which you have leftist ideologues like, you know, the activists under the robe, like Judge Chutkan and many of the others, that are literally putting these people in prison for the full 6 months for this, what you're watching right here. They didn't witness violence. They may not have seen any of what occurred. They got to a protest. They followed people. They went to one event down at the Ellipse. They left the Ellipse. They came to the Capitol. People were walking into the building. They followed right along behind them, not aware of any violence or destruction or mayhem. And then they do this. And this is the action to which you go to jail. For instance, the gentleman you see in the helmet there. These type of people, they say, oh, you wore paramilitary gear into the Capitol. Oh, sorry, that's a whole other charge. And this
because
is
we knew Antifa were coming, so some people wore helmets and things. You have the police waving them in on the video.
Yeah, this is the disgusting part for people, Alex. As you know, that was what the D.C. police were instructed by Bowser and others to allow to take place in both November and December rallies. The attacks that happened on people, mothers with strollers that were overturned and their child harmed, etc. The attacks, the stabbings, all that occurred in November and December is what actually put the people in the mindset that if you're going to come to D.C., you need to come ready to protect yourself and your family. So that's where the paramilitary gear came from. That was not a part of earlier events, if you notice, for either the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, others. This was a part of the event that came after what was allowed November and December.
That's right. And I was there for both. The leftists turned it into a brawl. We didn't come and start fights, but some people were wearing helmets and stuff, so they would use that for even longer jail sentences.
Alex, you speaking about you being there for both. I was there for both as well. In December, I'll never forget You came around the corner. There was a group of Proud Boys marching and citizens. I mean, it wasn't just the Proud Boys. It wasn't a militia. These were individuals, citizens, and a group of men and people and patriots of all types, sizes, shapes, and colors. And I'll never forget you stopping in front of the Freedom Plaza, getting on the megaphone, and, you know, going on with the crowd in December. And I saw that, and I was one of those people that was literally trapped inside my hotel or near the entrance because Antifa and BLM were posted near the areas. And if you left, people were coming back beaten up, bloody, bruised up, banged up. They'd been beaten. I mean, it was terrible what was happening. You couldn't walk a block and a half away. And that group came around, and you were right there with them in the front. And you literally were liberating people from their hotels. I've called it that the whole time because that's what it's like. I've said, this must be what it was like for countries to be liberated from Nazi Germany, et cetera. And we didn't know how real that really was in the time when I was thinking that. And I immediately started walking with you guys. I was like, I'm walking with these guys. This is great. I know how I felt. There should be more people join this kind of cause to allow people to leave their hotel and the seat of their nation's government, the nation's capital, that you don't feel safe walking.
That's right, because in the previous months, Antifa would wait in the alleyways till a family came out. Then they would brutally throw
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the American of cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering next prize.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Delivered at 8:05 in the morning. They literally covered up the fact that I captured a federal human trafficking fugitive that had escaped from prison the entire time and told the judge that I was the liar. And then when they were caught red-handed with that information, Alex, they then had the nerve to call me a vigilante for capturing a federal human trafficking fugitive that had escaped from prison.
Well, let me expand this and we'll get into the people really serving long sentences that are totally innocent. I was there. I know. It's total fraud. It's hard to even believe this happened, but these are controlled, you know, obviously kangaroo courts. Owen Schroyer in jail, in solitary confinement right now. Owen, when they did the charging document and then he challenged that with his lawyer, we show this on air a bunch, folks, it's unbelievable. They say, well, we've not arrested person one because he is InfoWars and he did say don't go in. They admit all this, but Owen is lying, Your Honor. He doesn't work there. He'd been here 7 years then. Anchors a major show with millions of viewers. And they literally said to the judge, Owen Schroyer's lying. He was not there as a journalist. He was not with InfoWars. He does not work with InfoWars. Then the judge uses three examples the FBI gave him in his sentencing document saying, you are not remorseful. And then they gave three dates in the summer with quotes. This is the government watching the show, where he still said the election was stolen. So the judge said, I'm sending you to prison for nothing for your speech, to show off that it's about speech. I mean, this, I talked to a bunch of constitutional lawyers, famous ones. They've never seen this. It's like a cartoon of how a judge would make themselves look completely unimpartial and corrupt. So there's an example right there. People say, well, why hasn't Jones been arrested? The left says that every day. It trends on Twitter every week. Well, here's Owen. He's in jail. Why not Jones? Because they went, well, Jones is a journalist, and he did try to top people going in, and person one, but this other guy's lying. He doesn't work there. What? I mean, the level, you lie to a, quote, federal officer, you go to jail, prison. Why are they allowed to lie so much? And why do judges rubber stamp a lie that Owen Schroyer doesn't work here, Your Honor, and he lied in federal filings? We want jail time for that. When he's a talk show host on air. It's not like he's a video editor, which we can prove he worked here. The guy's on air 5-6 days a week, and they tell the judge he doesn't work there.
Well, you know, Alex, this is the impropriety you're referencing that is truly makes the statement about the activist under the robe. These people aren't fit for the robe. They're not fit for the bench, and they shouldn't be there. And the failure of the House Judiciary Committee to bring forth impeachment charges on people like Beryl Howe, Tanya Chutkan, et cetera, is the most disgusting part of the rotten and putrid system that we live in called the justice system here that is a two-tiered, weaponized Biden's DOJ. And you're talking about Owen. I mean, it's so obvious. This is what one would consider to be accepted public knowledge or authoritative knowledge that anyone can recognize that Owen Schroyer has been a host on a show, and there's tons of evidence to support it. But it's the same lie that they tell. Think about this. You have judges that have had the evidence presented before them to correct their statement on the record, in fact, in federal court, that turn around and 2 weeks later say that the people that six police officers died on January 6th, which no police officers died on January 6th, not a single officer was killed. And you have Brian Sicknick, who was the officer that had the strike afterward, except when they made this at my house, those gentlemen that you saw on my front porch there, I asked them specifically that day, and I've tried to FOIA this for some time, why are you doing this? You said you were going to talk to my attorney. I was willing to turn myself in. Why is a terrorism task force on my front porch? And they said, one of the quotes was, and a gentleman said specifically these words to me, we're here because one of your guys beat one of our guys to death with a fire extinguisher was an outright lie. Is this what they did? Did they tell all these people this, gin them up so that hopefully somebody would have a poor reaction and they'd have a reason to get a little trigger happy?
Exactly. They're trying to trigger a new Ruby Ridge.
I've been saying this the whole time, Alex. This is what they're gunning for. They're hoping for this. They're waiting for that so that they can point back to this and accentuate their point, their lie, that this is domestic violence.
They're trying to trigger a civil war. That's why we've got to be nonviolent.
Absolutely. This is why our fight is in the courts and it's in Congress. And it is a slow and painful fight to do it this way, but it is the way that we must do this. So when we say fight, just like when President Trump said it on January 6th, we mean we're going to fight with everything we got in our courts, in our Congress. We're going to use the Constitution. We're going to take back all the little offices and the big offices and everything else. And we are going to out and expose these people.
And they're panicking. We're taking over the school boards. Patriots are winning elections all over the world. That's why they're so scared and trying to make it violent.
Yeah, I talk to people all the time as I travel and speak that are doing this. I'm sure just like you have them on your show all the time. We have to lift up and praise these people that are getting on board, whether it's your local library association or county government, city government, whatever it is. It's like General Flynn references all the time. The local action makes national impact, and it's very important, and everybody has to get involved.
All right, let's shift gears. In a few minutes before we have before break, I'm going to come back with Stuart Rhodes and the prisoners and what's happening to them. They don't want us to know these black holes they've entered. But how big is this footage getting released? Because it just triple confirms what we already knew. I mean, this is insane.
Yeah, so Alex, this is the footage that we've been reviewing now for years, those of us that have the access through the DOJ access and licensing for it. We've been looking at this footage the whole time. You're talking about there was originally 14,000 hours, talking about 44,000 hours. You're talking about an expanded time frame from before and after the event. You're not relative to just a few hours of. This is where things like the ghost buses that Clay Higgins talks about came from. This footage, look, it's indisputable. Certain people did things that they should be held accountable for. But people should be held accountable with equity, and this is the problem that we have here. As you see people that just walk through the door, what have they done? Where are the police telling them to go? The police, you see people in the background of that. That's where I entered, and there's people there that just walked in, walked around, and grandma's going to prison for 6 months. And then additionally, they're using this split sentencing ideology, which is in violation of the Federal Sentencing Commission, when they've already been beaten on the Class B, and they're about to be beaten on the Class A's on appeals. So it just haven't been there yet.
What comes out of this? You've got different congressmen calling for criminal investigations, but the DOJ does their own investigation themselves.
Well, here's where you need to be. I'm sorry, but if we're going to be somewhere meaningful, you're going to have congressional hearings and hold people accountable there. But the DOJ may not charge them. This is why attorney generals must get involved. I've been working on the attorney generals now for some 2 years. Ashley Moody, Ken Paxton, et cetera. These people, these courageous fighters, must get out there, uphold these people's rights, start making demands, protect their citizens from a duplicitous government. This is the sovereignty of a state has that right. This is not a sovereign citizen approach. This is the approach that a state has sovereign rights, and that those attorney generals are responsible for their citizens. And right now, in my opinion, they're failing those citizens. And I think it's very easy to see that if we don't get engaged and if these people don't do their job, this is going to continue.
Well, that's where I was going. The Democrats have openly said the main terror threat is Trump supporters, MAGA, and they're just the first domino. If they can set them up, if they can kangaroo court them, it's going to be everybody. You've seen MSNBC, former CIA operative. We need to outlaw Trumpism, and we need to take Trump out, and we need to outlaw Trump supporters and put them all in gulags. I mean, they're really trying this.
Yeah, round them up and put them in camps. That's the ideology. I mean, they've openly stated their position, and if you allow this to continue, I mean, we're in a place now you couldn't have imagined us being in 5 years ago, 3 years ago, et cetera. And if you don't think that they meant what they said, then you better wake up because it's going to be coming to your reach. So if you want to just sit back and act like you can wait for someone to solve it, this is not a political cycle, people. What Alex is telling you every day, that this is a takeover of the American nation. Your country has been overthrown.
Trying to stay there. We got to go to...
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Trentis Evans has, other than the Gateway Pundit, who's given the most attention to it, they've really run circles around us, which I'm glad they're there. Trentis Evans, every time you turn around, it's his organization, his group, and he's a former political prisoner himself of this, who has got contact with the people and stayed in contact. I've talked to a bunch of lawyers, not just Joe Biggs' lawyer, not just some of the other lawyers. I mean, I've been behind the scenes, and a lot of listeners criticized me during the last few years and said, why aren't you having them on? Why aren't you talking about it? Because when we have them on, they would then go put them in solitary confinement in 55 degrees in their underwear and torture them. They did a bunch of bad stuff to Owen. And see, I'm already slipping up here. And I was asked, I was filled in, and said, don't talk about it. In fact, I just did. See, it's they torture them when you talk about them. Now, enough congressional pressure with Congressman Biggs, no relation to Joe, happened and the show. So then they said, okay, we'll quit driving him around every day and putting him in box handcuffs 16 hours a day and not feeding him for 2-3 days. And Joe was literally crying. He finally got a hold of his lawyer, and I talked to him, as my lawyer, and he was just crying. He said, "Oh my God, I got vegetables, I got meat, I actually have clothes. I'm not in a concrete cell. You know, they're not doing this to me, and spitting on me and calling me a terrorist." And people are like, "Well, don't go fully there. They might torture him again." And it's the same thing with what's going on with Owen. It's not like that, but it's like, well, don't tell people. You know, so just say Owen's okay. Because we finally got to hear from him after a month in prison, and so you're sitting here, and the listeners are like, "Why aren't you talking about this?" Because the Justice Department's watching the show, and they've got them as prisoners, and they take it out on them when we do. But I want to be 100% clear here on all this. As soon as Joe was ready to come on, his lawyers were, after the sentencing, we had him on. And he said, "I love America. I love you all. Most of the jail's on my side. The guards know what's wrong. I love my daughter. I love my family." And they walked into his cell the next day and they said, "Buddy, solitary confinement in your underwear." And they drove him over to 17 different locations the next month and a half and tortured him almost to death. So that's your government, folks. Taking veterans with no previous criminal record who shook a fence. That was called terrorism. So listeners sometimes are like, "Why don't you do this or that?" Because I'm bound to what people are asking me to do. Now in hindsight, I can tell you, I'm like, told his lawyer, I said, "I'm sick of this. Listeners don't know why they're not on. I'm not going to get him on. Okay, fine. Maybe now's the time." I'd ask 100 times. They got him on and they tortured the hell out of him for a month and a half. So understand sometimes, folks, when I'm not telling you something or doing something, it's because I have to follow other people's wishes, despite the fact I don't like it. But this time I was like, okay, I'm not going to pressure. I'm not going to tell people what's going on with Owen since that's his wish. And I get it. He's in their control. He's literally kidnapped by them. And I want to say this very slowly, because I didn't tell the crew before. We showed it like 5 or 6 times months ago. But after the charging document, and then they countered his response. "I'm a journalist with Alex Jones. I host a show. I was there. I told people not to go in. Here's the body cam footage." They didn't give that to the judge. The judge just believed them. And they said, "Your Honor, he doesn't work there. He's a liar. We recommend charges. This is perjury. He's never been associated with InfoWars. He's not a talk show host." Now, that's like saying the sun didn't come up this morning. And as a listener, you're like really insulted by that. You're like, Owen's been on the air years before he even worked here. And he's been on the air here 7 years. You're like, that's ridiculous. It's like saying Roger Staubach wasn't with the Dallas Cowboys, but or Terry Bradshaw wasn't with the Pittsburgh Steelers. But if you don't know football, you'd believe that. If you tell some woman that into football, "Hey, let me think. Just think of some other football player that's famous. Like, Pat Brady never played for the New England Patriots." And someone's like, "I don't know who Pat Brady is," but imagine a federal document. And Pat Brady, you know, there's some attack at a stadium 10 years ago, hypothetical. He's like, "I wasn't part of it. I was on the field playing for the New England Patriots as quarterback when the bomb went off." And the feds follow. "No, Pat Brady was never a quarterback." And you're like, it's the New England Patriots. He was on the field. He won the Super Bowl. But you read that, the federal filing, you go, these people are beyond criminal. They know the truth, and they're literally lying to the world, and the judge knows it's a lie. So if you think I'm being screwed or Trump's being screwed, they want to screw all you the same way, and they've somehow gotten most of the judges and most of the feds to literally just go along with it. So I'm ranting here, but just imagine the nerve, the balls, in multiple federal filings to say, "Owen never worked here. He's perjuring himself, Your Honor." Hell, I'm surprised the judge didn't give him 10 years for perjury. He said, "You never worked there. Doesn't matter how much footage we got. Doesn't matter. You all know he's been a host." Doesn't matter to them because they're there to murder truth. These are crazy people. Like, what? Imagine the feds following orders. You want to live in a country with, you got kids in a country like this? And then again, as I said, the charging document, the feds went and tattled like it was a secret and said, "Your Honor, here's 3 examples in the date where he said the election was stolen." And that judge looked at Owen and he said, You're going to prison, boy. You still aren't sad for what you hear. She says, he is unremorseful. Well, Owen could say the moon is made out of cheese. He could be wrong. It's his right. But he didn't say it was made out of cheese. He told the truth. He works here. He was there trying to stop it. He did a good job that day. He got tear gas trying to save people, but they don't care. Because they're there to murder the truth and murder your identity and murder your future. And I don't want to be enemies with these people. They're not worth my time or energy. I wish they'd be men and women and stop being sacks of garbage. I don't even hate them. I'm sad that I'm an American ruled and associated with garbage like this. How the hell do they get away with it? And all these judges without juries holding our president we elected once and who's 20, 30 points ahead. And they say, you're not allowed to vote for who you want because he said we stole an election, so we won't let him run. Doing the very thing they did before in front of you like you're so stupid. Look, I'm ranting. Skip the break. I got some stuff I got to hit after you go, some news. But give us an update on the real political prisoners, because we're going to be next if we don't stop this. Stuart Rhodes, all of them, are the only guys to talk to them. What's happening?
Yeah, so Stuart Rhodes, just so you know, Alex, with Stuart Rhodes, he's in pretty good spirits right now, as much as someone can be that's in his position, that has had the full weight of the jackbooted authority of the government that's come after him. The sad part, one of the things you have to recognize is early in his trial, Stuart came to me pre-trial and said, I need help. I heard your organization. I've seen what you do. I've talked to other prisoners and so can you help me? And I said, what do you need? He said, I need a new attorney. He was dissatisfied with Linder and Bright, Linder and Bright. He was dissatisfied. They hadn't visited with him regularly. They weren't communicating with him. And as you got to remember that Stuart is an Ivy League educated attorney. Stuart wanted to file motions. He wanted to file motions for dismissal. He wanted to file motions for evidence. He wanted to file motions on numerous pieces for witnesses he wanted to file that he wanted to subpoena. And they refused. And after their refusal, then they just waited out the clock, according to Stuart. And I believe that to be true, as from what I've seen in his case there. In addition, so we actually found Ed Tarpley and out of Louisiana. And Ed Tarpley came on the case, and then we went before Judge Mehta and try to get Ed Tarpley to take over the case. This is a defendant that no longer wants this counsel. He says they're controlled opposition or I don't like them or they're not abiding by my wishes in this court. So I get disgusted to see that activist under the robe, Mehta, in the background there. But at any rate, so at this point, literally, Stuart Rhodes is there arguing in court saying, I do not want to be represented by these two men anymore. I want to be represented by Mr. Tarpley. And Judge Mehta refuses the defendant's wishes and says, nope, sorry, Mr. Tarpley can enter your case, but Linder and Bright will remain your counsel. At this point, an argument ensues in the courtroom between Rhodes and Bright, who Bright then, you know,
this is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Separate and hide behind the idea that, like Judge Mehta and these other Judge Kelly do, where they say, oh, but that's a separate branch of government. We can't compel them to do something. If you're going to be the victim of a crime, and there's plenty of stare decisis or case law on this to support the very idea that if you're the victim, you got to turn it all over. You can't hide behind the idea that, oh, I'm Congress. And it's not even Congress hiding behind it. It is actually the judges that refuse to compel Congress to provide the information that we know exists that would exonerate these people in case after case after case. When this happens, this is a crime spree like we've never seen before in the judicial system.
No, you're right. And they admit this. They admit this all over MSNBC, CNN. These are training wheels with these cases to have it go mega viral all across the court system against us.
Well, and this is all just like what you see since we've talked last in the Colorado ballot case. If you saw the Trump's argument that Trump's attorneys mentioned the case that I filed as the intervener. I am the intervener in that case. We filed there in Colorado notifying them that fraudulent videos were produced and provided to the court, and I filed a $7.2 million defamation against Cruz, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, and Eric Olson, which they've been served. They're well aware. They have just days left to respond. Looking forward to see how they're going to try and wiggle out of this.
By the way, let's talk about you, Trenis Evans. You're a really interesting guy. What's your background? Because you've been kicking ass on every front. What were you doing before this? Looks like they messed with the wrong guy.
Honestly, I was semi-retired. I was raising two boys in junior golf, and I was going to the lake all the time. I was really, truly anti-political until Donald Trump hit the scene. And I'd be clear, I don't have a shrine to Donald Trump. And I'm not trying to get him to sign my booby, you know. But I think he's a fantastic gentleman that has done more for the country than I've seen anyone actually do. It's the first time I've actually believed, and not there weren't other good men in politics, but it's the first guy that I actually believed in that I said, this guy sounds like the American people. This guy represents the interests of the American people. Sure, he might say a tweet or something you don't like, but that is me. I mean, I was not involved in politics. I didn't want to be involved. I kept my head down, and my goal was to make enough money, make a living, be able to pay your taxes, whatever craziness they come up with, and keep out of it. And that was really where I was until they stole an election. That's how I got involved. Then I got wrapped up in January 6th, and I said, okay, enough's enough. And I want American people should know this. And Alex, thank you so much for having me on your show continually here. The American people should know I was an average guy. I just sat, I went home, I put my lead pants on like everyone else. I'm not an attorney. I founded a legal advocacy. I've been in this fight. We've been in every forefront of the front of every battle, as you've said. And everyone can do this. Wake up, America. Get involved. I wasn't involved in anything. I don't have the training to do this. This is something that I decided to take on because I recognize future generations. I have children. Other people have children. And if you want them to grow up in anything that resembles the place you grew up and what you expect of America as a core value system and a representative
republic. Well, I mean, armed men came and took you at machine gun point for no reason. And you're like a man with his head screwed on straight said, I better do something. And there's no excuses. So, yeah.
Well, they took me based on a lie, right? They took us based on the lie that I was a domestic terrorist, that I have some ill-fated intent for my government, that I had this disdain for the government. No, I have a disdain for the people that are trying to destroy the government, a disdain for people that orchestrate a coup, a disdain for people that steal elections, a disdain for a rotten justice system with when judges put their finger on the scale. And that I can't stand for as an American citizen.
Well, they don't just put their finger on it. They put their damn right foot on it.
Yeah. Well, Alex, listen, there's people out there. There's two kinds of people, right? I mean, I guess there's all kinds. But there's people that get involved and do something. There's people when something's going wrong, they step to the front and get involved. And then there's the people that sit back and watch it. And I'm not the guy that's going to sit back and watch it. I'm going to get involved, and I'm going to stay involved, and I'm going to stay up their crawl on this thing until we get this country solved. And I'm going to be doing it legally and peacefully.
Well, they've got to be worried now because, I mean, the vast majority of Americans, like I think like 2% think January 6th is important. The vast majority out there know it was staged. I mean, they've got to really be worried right now.
Alex, I tell you what, I'm going to be filing a Fifth Circuit case on the gag order of Chutkan here to challenge Judge Chutkan on a disenfranchised voter ideology in the Fifth Circuit up here in Dallas in just next week. So maybe you want to send one of your folks up and get a little coverage on that and let them take it. This is tangling with the average American that has a little bit of a savvy and wants to fight. I don't want to be in a fight. I wanted to be left alone and out at the lake with my family and doing, you know, playing golf. But they've chosen this path. They took this court against, not me, against you, against the American people. And that will not work for me. I will not back down from that. You put me in prison, I'll get out, I'll be fighting again. You can lock me up, and I'll come again. You want to put cuffs on me? Come on, I'll put them on myself and walk to the police car and put me in. There's no fight. There's no guns. There's no fire. But I'm damn sure not going to take it sitting down. I refuse to be that kind of American and have to explain to my grandkids what freedom was like.
In closing, I just hope Trump gets back in. The first thing he's going to do is pardon these men that are totally innocent.
Well, listen, if we can't even stop this from happening to Donald Trump, if we the people don't have the ability to get involved, if we the people shy away from this fight right now in this time, there will be no America. There will be no savior. It's Trump did a lot to save this country. I will say this. I mean, it's obvious. The writing's all over the wall. The evidence is etched firmly in history of what Donald Trump did to save this country. And it's our turn now as the American people. Those of us that weren't active before, we owe a debt of gratitude, and it's time to become active and get engaged and get involved and do something about your country. And that is what, Alex, you've been in this for a long time, and I'm shameful and embarrassed to say I didn't do enough before, but I'm damn sure towing my part of the line now, and I'm asking more Americans to get involved. If you don't know how to get involved, then support the efforts of people like Alex. Support the efforts of people like me and Condemned USA. Support the Joe Biggs and the Dominic Pizzolas and the Enrique Tarrios and the Owen Schroyers and the people that have put up the fight in this country. These are the guys that don't want to hide in the foxhole. These are the guys that are willing to come out naked across the battlefield screaming like a banshee, no more, no more. These are the people that deserve the help of the American people, and I'm asking for it, and I don't feel shame one bit for asking.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Let's pray for Stuart Rhodes and everybody else. Thank you so much. CondemnedUSA.com. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate being on.
Look, it's very simple. They want to put President Trump in prison because they want to put the whole country into martial law, a big open-air prison. You saw that with the lockdowns. It's their plan, and shame on us if we let them do it. I got a few final stories I want to hit before Max Kaiser takes over with Gerald Celente. It's going to be a very informative, thought-provoking, important hour on the future of the economy. And a lot more. I think, hell, I may just stay on and be obnoxious and ask Max my own questions. Early respect, Max Kaiser and Gerald Celente. But let me talk about this real quick, because it's a big deal. Iodine deficiency from Wikipedia. I've also got the UN here, and I don't just believe them. It's a fact. They estimate 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities. 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities, nearly 2 billion, because of lack of iodine. And most iodine is bound to other elements. When you eat it in fish or eat it in food or eat it in salt, you really don't absorb much of it. It's still better than nothing. And back in the 20s, IQs were down about 15, 20 points. It's a big crisis, so the government's ready to put in iodine, cruddy iodine, but you still got some of it, in the salt. Then in the 80s, early 80s, they pulled it out. Wherever you get it, folks, you need to get it. But this is the best there is. X2 sold out for over a year because we couldn't produce it. It's so hard to get, so hard to make. We have a limited run. And the good news is we've sold a lot of it that funds us. The bad news is the run wasn't that big. It's going to end up selling out very quick. So this is your chance to get X2. By the way, there's store-wide free shipping. Black Friday comes early. It's running for the next week. Free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off. Infowarsstore.com. And we have the great InfoWars Platinum products, the HH Max Boost, the 7076 Testosterone Boost, that are amazing as well. Pain MD, those are discounted. 60% off Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, 50% off Real Red Bull Plus, Green Fiber Capsules, Down and Out Sleep Support, Bazo Beats back in stock, 40% off, so good for your heart. Create the nitrous oxide in the blood, Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, D3 Gummies, Whole Food Multivitamin, all 40% off. X2 back in stock, discounted 25%. All InfoWars Platinum products, all InfoWars MD products discounted, all coffee discounted. And we won't be going below 25% for X2 because it's going to sell out. I would guess it'll be sold out by middle of December. And hell, it might be 6 months before we get more of it. Or we could get shut down. I have to be honest with the audience. There's a lot of weird skullduggery and chicanery, and they don't want us on air during the election. I'll still be on the air one way or another, but I'm not going to lie to you. So I just have to say that everything's in stock. It's ready to ship. T-shirts, books, films. Going to get a copy of The Great Awakening, my newest book, signed. That helps fund keep my operation on air because the judge makes me pay half the legal bills, which I can't do. So The Great Awakening, InfoWarsStore.com. But the big one is X2. And while you're at it, Ultra 12 is back in stock and Vaso Beads. And there's also our great products like Silver Bullet, the best little silver you're going to find, and it keeps us on air. So get Silver Bullet as well at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.